This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Helen, have you got a minute?
I'm about to take a new customer around the dairy. Can it wait?
No, I was just wondering if we should launch the kids' loyalty card at Henry's event.
His Know Your Onions thing?
Yeah. And do you know how much space he'll need in the car park?
He'll be back from school shortly, Tom, so you can ask him yourself. Oh, look, thanks for helping with his homework.
Sorry?
He's really pleased with it now. Handed it in this morning.
Well, I didn't actually...
See you later.
Yeah, okay.
Honey me! That's good being on earlies, because it's still late when I get back. Oh, I thought you'd have done more of Florence.
Not today.
Not in the mood? Has she been down yet?
No. I've heard her on the phone now and then. Not sure who to. Friends, I assume.
I've been thinking, Joy. Why don't we go down the bowl for some tea, the three of us? Nice walk, neutral territory, you know, talk it through, eh? I'm sure it's not that bad.
Bless you. But going for a meal won't solve this.
Well, we can try. Listen, I reckon I've got to know Rochelle a bit now and she might talk to me.
She might. But what would that change, Mick?
Is it about the children?
Oh, it's about them, their mum and her mum.
OK.
And what ought to be a close, loving, normal family, like you see every day around here.
Oh, I hear movement. Rochelle, love! I say, I'm making us all a cuppa. You fancy that, eh, Rochelle? What's going on, love?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on now.
What?
You're not leaving, surely?
Looks like it.
Put your bags down and come and see your mum. I'm asking you.
Mum?
Oh, love. Sit down, will you, please?
I'm not stopping.
I was saying, why don't we three head down the bull for one of Fallon's pies and a nice glass of wine on me? Get things sorted.
No, thanks. For some mad reason, I thought I could get some, I don't know, some comfort being here.
You will, pet.
We love having you.
I should have known better.
Please, just talk to me.
What, so you can judge us, like always? Let's face it, I was one big disappointment, so...
You were not. Why would you say that?
And now, my life has nothing to do with you, but you cannot let it go.
You're my daughter, and I love you.
Give your mum a chance, kid.
I've given her chance after chance, but there's nothing left. What time's the bus from the village?
Hey?
Oh, no.
There's no bus till tomorrow.
Well, get a taxi then.
I'm sorry I've upset you.
Oh, but what if Rex is the only taxi free? I can't see Rex.
Why not?
Why not? So you haven't told him?
Look, Mick, me and Rochelle had a bit of a misunderstanding.
Seriously? I'll walk if I have to.
Please don't go.
It's getting dark, love. You can't.
Watch me.
No, look. I'll take you wherever you want. I'll get me car keys.
No chance.
Then I'll take you.
Will you? Thanks, Mick.
I'll try my best to bring her back. I promise.
Oh, please.
Let's put your stuff in the boat then. Come on.
Please, Mick. I'll listen.
Oh, great. You've nearly finished the veg boxes.
Thought I'd pack a few before I start my homework.
That's excellent. That means Will can start delivery as soon as he gets in tomorrow.
Yep.
Adam brought down more kale, then.
Looks like it.
I was thinking, Henry, we should launch your kids' loyalty card scheme at the February event. If we're showing children what goes into our veg boxes, that's a good time to get their attention.
I've got everything organised, including the cards.
Right.
It's all in the plan.
Oh, could you send me that, then, do you think? Then I'll know how much space to rope off in the car park.
Well, I can email it to you, yeah. But whether you read it or not...
Henry, about your homework.
I gave Kirsty a call. She made some really clever suggestions and gave me a whole page of links.
Well, good for her.
Because, well, obviously you're too busy.
No, it wasn't... I wasn't too busy to read it, honestly.
So, you just thought it was rubbish?
No, Henry, I didn't. I don't know enough about the latest research.
Then you should have said.
Well, with the girls and all our staffing problems recently, it turns out I'm hopelessly out of date.
I've handed it in now, anyway.
Yeah, your mum said.
I need to check on the goats.
Now?
Yep.
Oh, well, thanks for helping out. I'll see you later.
Hopefully not.
Sorry? Henry!
So, where am I heading to?
Town centre.
Which bit?
Straight on here.
Okay. Look, I don't know anything, Rochelle, but I'm sure your mum was just trying to help.
By slagging me off to Rex?
She wouldn't do that.
You have no idea what me mum's like.
We've been together a while now. I think I do.
She's not the lovely, warm person everyone thinks she is.
I know you've had your differences, but in my experience, these things don't sort themselves out without a lot of talking and listening.
You're right there.
So, why don't we head back to Ambridge, eh?
Do you know, when me dad left, me mum was like... She was an empty shell.
Must have been a shock.
She'd known about his shenanigans for years.
Still can't have been easy.
But when he left, our life just stopped. And that's how it would have stayed if I hadn't took over. I proper cared for her, you know.
It must have been hard.
What difference did it make? Nout.
How do you mean, though?
This turn here, please.
Where? Oh, bus station. Yeah. So where are you going?
Away from her. Doesn't matter where. It wasn't till I finally left and made me own life that she got herself together.
Oh, Rochelle.
But now, oh, she's right as rain, isn't she?
I don't know. Is she?
You weren't there, Mick. She's had a massive downer on us ever since. Never a word of thanks. Just this constant nitpicking and undermining and telling us what to do. She's actually toxic, my mother.
She's trying her best.
You don't know her at all. You really don't. You should get away from her while you still can.
Rochelle, love, please, tell me where you're heading.
Sorry, but that's my business.
Oh, hang on. I'll help you with your stuff.
No need. I can sort myself out. I've had plenty of practice. But thanks for the lift.
No, this one's yours. Here. Good girl.
Oh, they're looking fantastic, Henry. Are they all in, kid?
Yeah, according to the scans.
It'll be a busy April, then. Thanks for making a start on the veg boxes. Made it loads quicker for me.
I wasn't doing it for you.
Okay. You're going to have to tell me what I've done wrong.
Am I?
You're annoyed with me, and I haven't a clue why.
Hey, you two.
Oh, hi, Helen.
So, I thought lasagna for supper, Henry. Is that okay?
Sure.
Jack's going to help me with it. Oh, and I've managed to get you and Khalil tickets for the panto.
Okay. Thanks.
What? I thought you'd be pleased. Is everything all right?
Yep.
Look, if something's happened, I'd rather know.
So would I.
Oh, yeah.
Henry?
No, let him speak.
You don't think the way you bought our house was actually really nasty?
Nasty?
We talked about this, Henry. We'll find another wonderful house and it'll be a new adventure.
Yeah, right.
We will. Darling, you told me you were fine with what we decided and Jack said the same.
We'll be squished up in our own home with two extra adults and two little kids who won't leave you alone.
But we'll manage, won't we?
You asked me to say what I think, Mum.
Yeah, sorry.
She's obviously forgiven you. But it's not okay to do that. It's supposed to be family.
No, I get that. We should have discussed it with all of you. And I apologise.
You think?
I'll talk to Jack as well.
Okay, so, Henry, do you accept Tom's apology? Because it won't be easy, us living together, if you're holding grudges.
I suppose.
Thanks, and I'm sorry again.
And did you thank Tom for helping with your homework?
Oh, actually, I didn't help, Helen.
You didn't?
Kirsty helped me.
Oh.
She knows everything, pretty much. So I'll definitely get a good mark.
Well, you wouldn't have if I'd helped you, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't even understand the question.
Shove up, then.
Okay.
Oh, that's better. Come here, love.
Oh, where's she gone to?
She's getting a bus, that's all I know. It breaks my heart that two people so obviously care about each other can be at loggerheads like this.
It's always the same, however much I try.
I have to ask, what in heaven's name did you say to Rex?
Oh.
She's really upset about that.
I told him the truth.
Which is?
That she's more vulnerable than she seems.
Eh? Well, what does that mean, vulnerable?
Well, she is.
But that's not how she comes over, not remotely. And how is she supposed to feel, you saying that? What's Rex going to make of it?
You tell me how taking up with Rex would help Harper and Noah.
I don't know, maybe it'd give Rochelle a bit of happiness, you know, some stability.
I don't think so.
He's a smashing bloke. And she might feel more like having a kid is a bit more often, if she wants them.
What? Of course she wants them. What are you saying?
I'm saying nothing, because I know nothing, do I? But she's an adult, and maybe you shouldn't worry so much.
But I do worry. I worry all the time about those children.
They're busy teenagers now, aren't they? They're happy enough by the sounds of it.
They can't be happy without their mum around. It's hard getting close to them. Benny's not a bad bloke, but I reckon he's finding life simpler if she's not so involved.
Why would he think that?
Oh, it's complicated. They were both free spirits when they got together. And when the babies came along, he knuckled down, but Rochelle carried on drifting, always looking for the next challenge.
Right.
And all the while, her biggest challenge is right under her nose.
The kids.
Why can't you see that, Mick? I'm sorry, but taking up with Rex would just distract her.
Well, you don't know that.
And this is typical Rochelle, by the way, because it always ends up like this.
How do you mean?
Oh, leaving the minute things get tricky. I can't help pushing, because she needs to show those Bens she loves them. I can't do any more if she won't even try.
I think she might be doing her best, Joy. And I'm sorry to say it, but haven't you made things worse by scaring Rex off like that? I mean, surely she's got every right to be angry with you for interfering.
Interfering? Oh, I'm not the one interfering here, am I? You've admitted you know nothing.
So tell me.
What's the point when you couldn't possibly understand?
Why couldn't I understand? I'm not stupid, you know.
You won't ever understand that kind of bond, will you? How it really feels between parent and child, because you've not got children.
What? Well, that wasn't by choice.
But it's true.
Well, I think I'll go to the bull for me tea. Don't know how long I'll be. Suit yourself.
I will. No, oh, Rochelle.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, with the hope of a spiritual breakthrough, gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf dem Mobilgerät eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.